Swan with your Truth in Media moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com strategy 1 to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
The hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Good morning, Ukraine. Good morning, Ukraine. Oops, I made a mistake. Of course, there are no U.S. soldiers there. And I think that's another oops, because there are 400 U.S. mercenaries. So again, we have to sing, good morning, Ukraine. This is going to turn into a new Vietnam if America gets too involved in this wild, wild country in the East.
You know, well, John, it's again, it defies reason, but why does it seem that these people don't know how to back down, or how to quit? I mean, they had to be forced to back down in Syria, and it was pretty... That was pretty touchy stuff in Syria. Now they're sitting there, you know, every word out of John Kerry's mouth is bad Russians, bad Putins, you know, bad, bad, bad. But at the same time, when we talk about self-determination and the people, you know, follow the rules and assert their self-determination, why are they all of a sudden bad? I mean, this just obviously we're missing a point here.
Yes, Danny, we are, certainly. And let me remind the audience, there's a call-in number. If you want to question us on any of the subjects we're talking about, it's 800-313-9443. Call in and... ask the questions. Put us on the spot. Okay, Danny, take it away. I understand you want a little word about immigration.
Well, I do. I just wanted to say, first of all, the business about the 400 mercenaries has all but been admitted by our people, but it doesn't seem to enter into any mainstream news discussion. And I've heard you talking to just the other day, or maybe it was earlier today, about how these 400 mercenaries seem to be based in Barbados.
Yes, the Grace Organization or Black Girl, they've changed the name to XE and Academy, but they are a registered limited company in Barbados in White Park House, Bridgetown. So we need to examine that situation, because in this nation, which is comes under the common law of Britain, mercenaries are illegal soldiers. They are forbidden fruit.
So
we may have an angle to go after them here.
I just think it's an unmitigated tragedy that the sleepy little island of Barbados should be dragged into this international intrigue. I mean, how do we do that? How do we get you know, completely disinterested and uninvolved people dragged into this mess.
Well, I believe that the corporation that registered their company here did so because of the corporate taxation laws are much more relaxed in Barbados than America.
Well, I think that was a good bit of detective work to find out where they're hiding. But I do hope that somebody in the government of Barbados can take necessary and prudent action. But you're right. We wanted to talk about this article here in the English newspaper. Which one is it? The Times?
The Times, the Mail, or the Telegraph. They all have similar articles on the same subjects.
You're right. It's the Telegraph now. This immigration issue, in case no one has noticed, is currently taking center stage here in America as well, because apparently Mr. Obama is proposing to lighten up on the rules by which we will deport illegal aliens from this country. Now, this is still being debated. I don't know if the outcome will be, I don't know, even know if we're going to be told what the outcome is, but I'm sure there'll be some more news on tomorrow. It's still a developing issue. But apparently, it's been a problem in the UK for quite a while. And here's an article where a British shop owner admits that he has a staff of 60 people, and six of them are Polish. Now, you know, 6 out of 60, that's not too bad, except, of course, it puts 6 Britons out of work. And if you look into this deeper, you find out this is the story all over Europe. Only in Europe, it's not just 6 out of 60 people, taking 6 jobs, 10% of a company's labor force. It's millions of people. And they don't all get jobs. And it's taxing their social networks. It's causing all kinds of troubles with
cultural difficulties, should we say.
I was going to say social difficulties, yes, to be polite. And now comes the article that the population of Germany, just to name one of the afflicted countries, the number of Germans living in Germany is shrinking. And the term 900,000 comes up, both from people who have died and, of course, some people have left. And their birth rate is very low. It's less than unity, less than replacement value. And you might have heard our good friend Jay from Germany the other night explaining that they currently have a big issue with nuclear power in Germany. But if they were to look at the numbers very closely, with the German population declining at that rate, they don't need nuclear power. In essence, any nuclear power plants they build will be simply to service the growing population of immigrants. So this immigration issue has repercussions on a wide scale. For some reason, though, here in the USA, what's the term the government uses? Employment participation rate of less than half of the people that could be working in this country are not working. Now, they're claiming we have a unemployment rate somewhere between, 6 and 7% now?
Yep.
And at the same time, they want to relax the rules for illegal immigrants. And again, the normal reaction to all this is somebody is out of their miserable mind. Where do they get these figures from? Well, if you're an experienced conspiracy theorist, you might remember the primer on subversion that was given by that Russian KGB agent. They gave a speech, I believe, at Columbia University several years ago. His name was Yuri Bezmenov. And one of the things he explained that the old communists used to do, I think we have a break coming up.
We certainly do.
If you wish, we'll pick up the story on the tail end of the break.
The Bob Justin Show.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
It's the future.
It's the future.
We are back. And before the break, I was just trying to make a link between this rampant immigration and an old Bolshevik KGB policy of subversion. It's much easier to destroy a country from the inside without a war than it is to attack them from the outside. And Yuri Bezmenov stated very clearly that part of his job in the KGB was to start various subversive mechanisms within this country, which they did, with the goal in the end of destroying us from within. One of the prime mechanisms of their subversion model was immigration, to introduce vast numbers of other people who would have a certain degree of difference from the rest of the country they were invading, who would begin to start their own communities and their own, ethnic sort of social habits and businesses, and eventually weaken the country, because these folks would not necessarily be loyal to the country they just moved to. Well, if you look at Europe, what's going on? Population, the native indigenous population is being replaced. And if you look at who they're being replaced with, they're primarily people who come from a vastly different Islamic culture rather than the normal European Christian culture. And if you look at the Ukraine, you got to ask yourself that obvious question. If the EU does fall into the grip of the – I'm sorry, if the Ukraine should fall into the grip of the EU – and they're still a ways now from becoming a member of the EU. They obviously have to apply for that, but it's a process that could be completed within a year or two. Are they going to continue the same immigration policies that the rest of the European Union is obliged to practice? Are they going to be bringing in millions of immigrants into Ukraine as well? And at what point? At what point do the indigenous people have a right to say no? Well, in the EU, they don't have that right, because in the EU they have a parliament, European Union parliament, but they also have a huge government based in Brussels, which it appears simply passes regulations by rote. So they're not voting on a lot of these very important issues. Some bureaucrats just saying, well, look, you need to have cultural diversity, so we're going to give these people a passport or an ID, and when they land in Italy, they can go live in Norway. Norway is another country that is rapidly losing its identity. Altogether, John, it looks to me, and, I don't like the word conspiracy theorist, but it looks to me like there is a planned effort to destroy Western civilization.
Western culture. Yeah, it's a plan. It seems to be, or seems to be an agenda that is being followed quite closely. And also that agenda seems to have taken a turn for the worst, i.e. a boost, increasing all these problems. Order out of chaos, I believe, is the translation of one of the Latin phrases on the back of the dollar bill.
Well, I think, in the end, if you have a country with millions of people who are just thrown together and you have civil unrest, why? The only solution is going to be to bring out the stormtroopers and beat them all to submission. And doesn't that sound familiar?
Well, looking at your militarized police and sheriff's departments, that is exactly what's happening. They're beating the citizen into submission.
It is an alarming trend, yes. To see people in body armor and balaclavas with M16s, bust into a house because somebody didn't pay a parking ticket or whatever. You know, this is nothing more than a psyop. This is psychological warfare. We have to learn how to behave and not question authority, which, again, we don't want to go too far afield with this discussion. It has repercussions in many areas. But, you know, right now in the UK, it's public knowledge that if you speak up and say, wait a minute, this is my country, you're a racist, you're intolerant, you're a Nazi hater, you see. Because, I mean, just looking at the stats here in this article, they say over 1 million immigrants came into the UK between 2004 and 2012. And the UK doesn't have the jobs for their own people, much less an extra million. Looking at this article in the last year, 2009, European Union nationals came to the UK. What is a European Union national? He might be from Italy. He might be from Sweden. He might be from
Lithuania, for example.
Well, or Somalia. You see, once they get ashore in Italy and they get their ID, they get their papers, they can travel in any country.
Now, okay, we have a caller, Fred from Iowa.
Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, hello, John.
You're on the Bob Tuscan Show.
Yeah, but what's your name? Hello?
Fred.
Fred, are you there, Fred?
Yeah. John, a great show.
Well, I guess we lost him.
Oh, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Anyway, before we run up against another break, which is coming up in just a short while, I'm just trying to bring to light this point that there is a multifaceted effort, it seems, on the part of someone to destabilize the whole world. And they're doing it in different ways. They're doing it, of course, with immigration. They're doing it with banking regulations. They're doing it with, as in the case of Ukraine, by declaring, you know, corrective measures made by the people to be illegal. They're doing it by forcing us to accept things that are just repugnant to our character, to our culture, and to our common sense.
And well, this immigration, Danny, has further consequences. The massive immigration from the South into your country, that when they do obtain employment, usually at a lower salary, it then lowers the salary of Americans generally.
Okay. And we hear that Fred is back. Fred, can you hear me now?
Yeah, John, can you hear me?
Fred, you're on the Bob Tuscan Show.
Yeah, John, can
Fred,
you hear me?
I can't hear Fred, John.
I can't.
All right, Fred, you keep at it. You'll get through eventually.
Okay.
Yes. Well, again, we're going to have to take a break here in a few seconds, and we want Fred to try again to get through the show.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
To the show. I believe we have some callers on the line. Hello, Fred in Iowa. Can you hear us?
Yeah, can you hear me, John?
Fred in Iowa? Are you there? Yeah,
can you hear me? Yeah, this is Fred in Iowa.
Oh, dear.
Can you hear me?
How about, okay, I can't. Fred in Iowa?
Yeah, can you hear me?
All right, man, we got it. We got it. Yep, you're on.
Okay, you got me?
You're on.
Yeah, you're loud and clear, boy. You're loud and clear. What do you have to say to us?
You guys are doing a great job. I have I don't agree with all RBN listeners, callers, but I have a high regard and respect for the callers because they're very informed people and they have a lot of information, and one host or host, plural, you know, can't cover it all. I could name off all the groups of, you know, the evil organizations that are bringing the world down and the New World Order. But there is a head to this, and which I believe. And I wouldn't say exactly whether it's the Rothschilds or not. But it's my intention in the next few months, if I have the chance to do it, to expose it and give my input, but people can only take so much at one time, and it's very disturbing information, and not that you have to be brilliant to understand it, but anyhow, I'll just make it short for tonight and say again, you guys are doing a fine job.
Thanks.
Well, all power to your elbow, young man. You know, we need people to wake up, but we need to lead them slowly into this paradigm that we find ourselves in. And it's...
No, you scare the hell out of them.
Well, yeah, we... the exposure.
Thanks for
but
the
it
call.
But it has to be gotten out. We have to keep this drive on to wake the people up. And you're not going to get everybody woke up, and I know you're aware of that fact. But it's always a minority that does something for good or evil. And we pray, man, that it is for good. Well, I'm going to get off the air, and thank you very much, gentlemen. You're doing a great job. Good evening.
Thank you for calling in, Fred.
And Fred and, sorry.
Is Bill in Idaho there?
Yes. Bill Motto.
Oh, good evening. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're on the air, Bill. You're on the Tuscan show.
Great broadcast, going back to your other comments right before the last hour break. I just wanted to mention, you know, they are that relevant. Hopefully the newer listeners and people that are just picking up on this broadcast support your show, Bob's. Certainly the radio station. It is inimical to either success or failure. I just wanted to mention, you had pointed out during our state nullification, and any more than state nullification, there is such a thing as jury nullification. The fully informed jury association needs to be implemented immediately nationally, if for no other reason. If you go to Rod Class, it's on the dailypaul.com/, I hope folks have their pen out.
Say it again slowly.
Yes, dailypaul.com.
Daily Paul, yes, yes.
.com/25-88-53/bombshell. Rod Class gets fourth administrative ruling. There's dashes in between each. He is preeminent, nationally recognized private attorney general, congressionally and Senate subcommittee judiciary recognized. And on his site area over at AIB on TalkShoe Radio, AIB on TalkShoe Radio, he has such a thing as a report on the National Lawyers Guild, Legal Bulwark, BULWARK, of the Communist Party. It's a Senate subcommittee hearing report from September 17th of 1950. It's the original release date. And it is absolutely frightening to think that the National Lawyers Guild, the bulwark of the Communist Party, is represented in every city, county, as well as national courtroom, from district to the Supremes at a local level. And when you look at the discussion, hopefully folks get to that Daily Paul 25-88-53 and actually listen to some of those archived, even 650 or 649. He has private calls, and it's like small postgraduate college-level judicial review of what actually is going on within the court system. But this is a quote from page 12. International Judicial Association.
May I break in there?
Yes, please.
Okay. Because what we're dealing with here isn't the law. What we're dealing with in this so-called common law area of Britain, Europe, and America isn't that at all. It is legislated rules of society that are only given the force of law by the consent of we the people. We the people should decide which laws are enacted and which laws are not. These people in Congress and the Senate and the White House, they are public servants. They are there to serve the people, not to serve the bankers, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Warburgs. They are there to serve you, the individual citizen, and they are failing in that duty and that oath. Absolutely.
Considering that the quote-unquote judges, the justices, the admiralty at the bench are by law recognized in the dictionaries as the banker, I would only point out that we are so close to that open-air prison camp that's going on in Palestine and how many other places in this country, considering that the statutes at law, large, 44, and the original legislative intent of the framers as well as Congress have been totally usurped, flipped on their head, upside down, backwards, and reverse, seen darkly through a mirror. And these communazi criminals at the local judiciary have enslaved a whole entire population of Vietnam vets, their children and their grandchildren, and they're working on the kids that are the posterity of every 501c3 church nationally.
Let me just break in here, because we're going to be coming up to a break in just a moment. Let me break in and throw this at you for you to consider and for the listeners at home to consider. This whole process of subversion isn't focused on one or two spots. It is all-encompassing. It does involve the legal system. It does involve our so-called entertainment industry. It does involve, our broadcasting industry. It involves our legislatures. It is pervasive. And I want to leave you with one thought, and I'm not suggesting anything, nor am I recommending anything, but I want to remind you, a government that rules by reason will be constrained by reason. A government that rules by law will be constrained by law with a little help from the people. But a government that rules by force, which is what we have today, can only be constrained by force. This is why the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. So,
are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
that moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. John, are you still with us here? John?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry, I went offline for some reason for a fraction of a second.
It's all right.
Anyway, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show, the last segment. You have Danny in South Carolina and me, the Caribbean critic in the lovely island of Barbados.
And we just had a call from Bill. And is Bill still on the line?
I am here, sir.
Bill. I'm sorry for getting all cranked up there. I just wanted to say what you said, what you were discussing is right to the point. The problem I have with all of this is that we're walking this tightrope. And they know we're walking this tightrope. They read the same Constitution and Declaration of Independence that we read, and they know that if our backs are against the wall, we only have one recourse to take. We only have one option to follow. And it seems to me, and that is what nobody wants for this country to ever get involved in a disaster like that again. But what are they going to allow us to do How are we going to redress our grievances with a government that simply appears to not give a hoot what you or I think? And what, I mean, I appreciate your call. I mean, you're absolutely right. If our legal system is all bogged up, if our media is all turned inside out, if, you know, if we're left with nothing, we're always going to have the Second Amendment and we're going to have the Declaration of Independence to go by. And I mean, on the one hand, it is our right. It is, many will say it is our duty. On the other hand, it's exactly what they want us to do. You mentioned the internment camps. Yeah. They got the camps ready.
Our Heavenly Father mentioned, Yeshua Messiah, Yahweh mentioned, that knowledge of the truth shall set you free. I would assume he wouldn't mention that. He was, you know, so succinct in his admonition that only by virtue of, you know, trying to get the word out in as rational and as peaceful a fashion as we can, you know, it gets more and more difficult as time goes on. And yet at the same time, he said that 2 Chronicles 7:14 would be in full effect at this time and would ultimately work the miracles of identifying these Zionazi war criminals, even at a local level area. International Judicial Association at all. And this is a congressional record, Union Calendar number 1078.
Well, may I just break in there again? As far as I can see, this is from a foreign standpoint, and look, and a guy looking from outside inwards. All branches of your government have failed in their oath to uphold the Constitution of America. They are illegitimate. They are completely illegitimate.
Totally
they have
absent.
Broken their oath to Thank uphold you. That Constitution.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. It's by our good Lord providing such sincere and diligent workers as yourself and this broadcast. They have to support Bob and the broadcast, if not Republic, that the Daily Paul information would even get out. Rod Class has identified that all of the offices, considering the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946, they're all vacant. They're all private contractors. They have no authority. And so it becomes very evident at a local level anyway. I don't know about national, but at a local level, it is, as you said before, it is we the people that are in authority, and that this government was established by our founders to serve us.
Okay, Bill, listen, Bill, I got to thank you for your call. You're well, great stuff.
Bye-bye. Take care.
But we got to bring one more caller in for the end, and that would be Sovereign Man. Can we bring Sovereign Man in?
Can you guys hear me now?
Hi,
Sovereign Man. Welcome.
Good. It sounded like a commercial for a telephone company earlier. I just want to interject. Bill, the tagline for the Central Intelligence Agency, i.e. the CIA, is "the truth shall set you free." Actually, that's an incorrect term, or it's not a King James version. It says, "the truth shall make you free." And when the sun sets you, when the sun makes you free, you're free indeed. How's that?
Well, speaking from the perspective of a sovereign citizen of South Carolina.
Oh, ho. What did I ever do to you? That's
nothing.
An oxymoron, dude. You can't say sovereign and citizen together. That's like jumbo shrimp. Military intelligence. Come on, dude.
They'll just have to deal with it. No, seriously.
I'm a sovereign man. There's no citizen. Do you owe allegiance to the city for some type of benefit or privilege?
I owe my allegiance to my brothers and sisters here in the state of South Carolina who are united in a struggle against a cruel and oppressive government.
Well, you know, I think it's a cruel and oppressive race of individuals that need to be ejected off of this planet. Okay?
No, that's the subject for another show, sir, because we're going to run out. This is a deep subject you're raising. We're all familiar with it. It bears more time than we can, I'm sorry to say, we can give you.
Yeah, well, there's another hour, isn't it?
No.
Oh, you're gonna end the show at midnight.
Well, no, Bob will be returning to the show at midnight, and your two your current hosts will be going offline.
Oh, I see. I tuned in.
We stood
late.
In for Bob tonight because he was otherwise disposed.
Hey, Danny.
Sure.
It has been a pleasure hearing you tonight. I think I might have heard you before. What is it, Danny? Do you have a website or anything?
Oh, I used to be on the host of the KTA radio program here, and also the Grassroots Conspiracy, and that was on the internet for a while. But I've been here and there.
You're one of the trailblazers, aren't you?
I wouldn't take that honor. No, Mike Rivero, you know, he's been doing it for 20 years. He gets the kudos. But RBN is a network of trailblazers.
It sounds like you've been around the sun a few times yourself.
More times than I like to admit, yes.
He's just a spring chicken, young man. He's just a spring chicken. He hasn't even... He's only just got to his senior citizenship status.
I hear you. Oh, it's been a pleasure listening to you tonight, and I'll be looking forward to having you back.
Well, thank you for those comments, and I hope we get a chance to come back, John. You're going to have to speak to the man about that.
Yeah, we sure will.
But
well, thank you for the call.
Thanks for the call.
We like what you say.
Let me say
okay,
this.
Danny.
Yes, so once again, we are sitting in for Mr. Bob Tuscan, and I haven't heard from him yet, John. We may have to keep going if he doesn't make it back, but then again, if he doesn't, that's not, you know, we can...
Not a problem. We can continue.
I'm up for it. I just, you know, I want to thank the listeners out there for putting up with us. I mean, we're still a little rusty at this sort of thing, especially with RBN, but if we do come back, and I hope we do, we'll get the hang of it one day. Appreciate your calls. Appreciate your kind attention. And be sure to join Bob Tuscan again tomorrow night on RBN. I guess he comes on at 9 o'clock Central Time. On RBN, and who knows, you'll probably be hearing from us again, John, in last comments.
Well, the music is here. It's a little late, but yeah, we hope to be back and entertain you and inform you on another day.
Very good. Thanks for joining us on the Bob Tuscan Show.
With finance.